Yes, too, I guess. Jeremy Irons. Jeremy starring in Batman vs. Superman, The Dawn of Justice. In cinemas a week today. Alex Jones. Alex on the High Seas on Sport Relief tonight. We have Paloma Faith. She'll be on The Voice again this Sunday, 7:45, BBC One. And James with their new album, Girl at the End of the World. Also with us, questions from our guest to our guest now. Alex, you lead the charge. Who would you like to ask a question of?
I would like to ask a question to Jeremy. Mm-hmm. So, this is the thing, and kind of Paloma too, right? Because I've got probably one of the worst voices out there, and you've got probably one of the...
That's a wonderful voice.
I agree with Jeremy, you're wrong.
Yeah,
you've got a gorgeous
wrong.
Voice.
No, terrible. Yeah. But you've got one of the most amazing voices, well known to be fantastic. So for those people out there, right?
You what?
For those people out there who hate the sound of their own voice, tips from Jeremy.
Well, I remember when I was a young man, about 30 as an actor, and John Hurt, who was a neighbour of mine in Hampstead, where we lived, and we were having a coffee one morning, and when you get to 30, you begin to get a bit edgy, you see, because you find there's young ones coming up who sort of look rather better than you because they're younger and who are rather good as actors. And so John and I were moaning about this and saying, yeah, they're all starting up now. And he said, you know what I do when I find a good actor? I said, no, tell me. He said, I say to him, you have a wonderful voice. Have you ever listened to it? And the actor is fucked.
Oh, so you can't say... No,
I didn't say that.
You can't say the
actor
on the BBC.
The actor is bleeped.
Okay. I've got to apologise on your behalf.
I'm really sorry.
In fact, could you apologise on your behalf, please?
I will apologise on my behalf. I'm really sorry. because...
it's not only is the actor, but now the programme may well be.
But you sit.
Take it off the air.
It's so relaxed here, and so normal. And
I think a little too relaxed, maybe.
But when we're at home, we say these. Everybody does, don't they? I mean, these you weren't using. I'm most terribly sorry. If anybody's offended, really, I'm sorry.
Or their children.
Or their children.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Let's not make light of it. Seriously, Paloma.
No,
we can't. All right. Okay. That's that question done and dealt with. Could we have another question, please? From Jeremy, you ask a question.
Because I'm so embarrassed,
you
I can't
need to recover
talk.
Now.
I need to recover.
Okay, all right.
He needs 2 minutes.
Okay, no questions to Jeremy or from Jeremy for the moment. Right, Tim, would you like to ask a question?
I was going to ask a question of Jeremy, actually. No, I'll ask you, Chris. How do you...
What does it feel like to have brought Radio 2 to its knees?
No, seriously, we can't make fun of it. Seriously, you got to stop. Okay. No, you got to stop.
Chris,
seriously.
How do you manage... this. How do you manage multitasking between all these different things and getting up at God knows what time in the morning?
Well, my life is very compartmentalised. It's quite regular because, you're all over the place. You have to do studio stuff. You have to do interviews, promo, bands. I've got a regular job. I get up at 4:30 every morning, come to work, do the radio show, finish at 9:30, go to Top Gear, start work there at 10 and finish at 2, go home, pick the kids up from the school at 3:30. So it's actually not at all as mad as it ever has been over the last few years. What do you think about that?
It's very impressive.
I'm just glad it separated us from the last section of the chat. Okay.
Don't you go crazy at some points?
No, but I'm on the brink at the moment. So, play us a song, please. Go on, Tim, play us a song now.
We'll play you a love song. We don't write many. This is a song about a guy going to see a doctor with many complaints.
What's it called?
It's called Fred Astaire.
Thank you so much.